Welcome to the Arcology Podcast's newest patrons-only actual play podcast, Ghouls in Las Vegas, using Shatter and Anarchy rules. Your GM for this evening is Carlton, featuring Domino, played by Nick, Hazelnut, played by Courtney, though you may know her as Vox, Mikey, played by Cliff, or Mr. Johnson if you prefer, that's me, Jesus, played by Ken, Vincent, played by RJ Thomas, and we welcome a new voice to our little band of miscreants, Heaven, played by Ava Rogers. The ghouls have a bit of a problem. Their underground lair is a dump, so they need some materials to fix it up, so it's going to be all nice and cozy. It's time to do a little shopping. So we'll recap again real quick. We had to pick up our friend Boulder from the dock because Boulder is our friend who was sicker than the rest of us, and it seems like he's gone feral. We went to a storage place run by a guy named Cash, who's a contact of Heaven's, and he's only going to let us stay there for a day or so. So we need a better, more permanent place. We decided we need to reinforce an area underground to essentially build up a better layer. So Mike, you remembered Home Despot, a place where you can get stuff like building materials and whatnot, person works at that he used to go to school with, and he didn't like her very much. We were going to plan on involving her, like kidnapping her in the heist and maybe for a snack afterwards, but we decided we were just going to hack the place and break in and steal stuff after she left and not involve her in the run. And I think we pulled up to the place. Boulder's been knocked out and thoroughly trussed up and tied up and restrained. Most of us, I think, are about to get out of the van and head into the place. Not the van. We have a big, fancy, used-out, like an Escalade or something. But turns out Nick's character, what's his name?
Domino, I believe.
Domino. Yeah, he's got some cash or something. He has some, like cool, expensive stuff lying around, and apparently car and storage that was at the storage place, and so we've been going around in that thing, but I guess he's a little nervous about using it in heists because it's kind of distinctive.
Alright, let's call it 2 karma for last time. And just to give you a rundown of something basic you should know from just, you know, being people alive in the sixth world, the Home Despot is not quite like the big box stores we know of today. It's still a big box, but the front entrance area where customers go in and do their shopping from uses AR displays. You can either use your own gear to view things, or you can use the the bright safety yellow Home Despot branded AR goggles that you can put on and view the store. You basically sit in a comfy chair, or you know, stand and stare at the wall with the AR display popping up whatever it is that you're interested in as you make your specifications or pick from a catalog of things, at which point they're either printed on demand in the back or pulled from storage and brought out for you all handily wrapped and ready to go. And of course, you also get all of the regular pop-ups of, you know, or if you're buying, this, do you want some gloves to go with it? And how about this other project that would go really well with it? And, you know, all the add-on sales. Larger materials purchases for larger construction projects, that kind of thing. They have loading docks around the side for trucks or trailers to load things up. And they'll also do delivery to a location for a fee.
So I think we needed to not just get the stuff, but we needed to also acquire a trailer and a trailer hitch with which to attach to the vehicle that we have to load it up with all the stuff we need. So I guess do we happen to know how the place is picked? Do I recall any conversations with what's her name, who used to work there or who works there, who I used to know? Did she talk at all about the place? What's it like inside? What she does there?
She did customer service, which basically involved helping people out with questions they might have, or making sure that the yellow goggles fit, cleaning them up afterwards, helping people haul stuff out to their car, that sort of thing. Apparently, a lot of the back end stuff, outside of the customer's view, is automated, and there's usually a rigger on site handling the drones.
You know, if it's automated and you can hack the stuff, you can keep the sensors from picking us up, and we can sneak in the place and gather up what we'd like. If we can actually find the location of the rigger, we might even be able to, disable him and prevent him from calling off any alarms and give us a run of the place. What do you think?
I think I should stay in the van.
Okay. Keep an eye out here. Be a lookout. Let us know what's going on outside. And
yeah.
Be backup. Maybe pull the car around when we need it to a certain spot.
Okay.
And then you might be the one in charge of installing the trailer hitch, because we'll grab that and bring it back first.
Trailer hitch. Okay. Okay. Sure.
Or, Fry, we'll just buy the trailer hitch and have it installed here, and then while it's being installed, then we'll go in and maybe? Nah. We'll just steal it like the rest of it, right? I've never done this before.
You're going to steal stuff? Steal it all!
Yeah, because I'm sure they're going to just install this nice trailer hitch for us while a bunch of ghouls just sort of, meander about. When in doubt, rip it out. Or in this case, rip it off. Either way.
Okay, it sounds good to me. It's going to be a bit crazy. Stuff's going to happen. Things are going to get nuts. If the things go wrong and the cops show up, we scatter and go underground, right? Let's do a little quick scout of the areas and locations we can get underground nearby here so we all know where to go and split off when things go south.
That's a good idea.
So I guess we'll drive around and spot the different manhole covers or different, entrances or whatever we can find for where we can slip away into the catacombs beneath.
Yeah, you see a storm sewer entrance, drain off the side of the street somebody could probably slide into and get down. A utility access tunnel hatch. There's a big ditch along the side of the road in one place that goes into an underground culvert that, judging by the size of it, probably connects in with the rest of the system underground.
How's Boulder doing? Is he still out?
He's still unconscious for now.
I sort of reach over, grab his arm, hold it up, and then just let it drop. Yep, still out.
Well, he's his arm, lifting up one arm probably involves bringing up the other because they're connected together with restraints.
Don't bore me with details.
He's restrained, hands and feet and mouth and eyes. He should not be able to move more than maybe wiggle a bit. But whatever the case, he'll have Hazel to watch over him anyway, right?
Yeah.
I'll hold my hand up to Hazel and I just go, tag, you're it.
Okay.
Okay, good. I guess everybody know what to do then?
Sure, we break into the place, steal our stuff, get out. Simple.
And hack stuff.
We need to be sneaky and not set off alarms, and we need you to be able to tell us, when to move safely past the cameras and direct like that. We can do that, Jesus?
Yeah, man, I got this. Just pay attention. When I tell you to move, you move.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
Well, let me start by hacking, and we'll get in, and I'll get the cameras, and I tell you go.
All right, so we're going to try this funky anarchy-style montage here. So everybody gets to make either an agility or a charisma plus willpower test. And this will determine the order of how you go. Whoever gets the most hits goes first, and then down to the whoever had the fewest hits.
I think it's fair considering Hazelnut's negative quality that she probably goes last here, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. We go from lowest to highest hits, other way around. So whoever is presumably not as qualified at doing this infiltration will start off the narration. So in fact, I think that means that Hazel would go first.
Oh, sorry. If Hazel. This is for the infiltration, then she's not part of that group. I think she's staying in the vehicle.
Ah, so you would be able to describe how you were hanging out outside and being on watch.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So as soon as everybody leaves and they go to do their thing, Hazelnut climbs into the back and takes another look around, and then climbs into the back again and takes another look around and looks at Boulder and pokes him and waits and pokes him again really hard. If he doesn't wake up, she takes her knife and slits his throat.
Damn!
This
brutal.
Is after we've all gone, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'm starting to wonder if Hazel realizes that Boulder has become a liability.
Uh-huh. So
there's
a
spray of bright red arterial blood.
Oh, she points him in a direction that's not her.
Through the back of the Escalade, and
yeah, preferably not in the windows. But hey, you know, they're probably shaded anyway.
Oh man,
yeah, they're
Nick
nice
is
and
be
tinted,
the most
but,
pissed.
But
as long as I clean it up, it'll be fine. Sorry, go on.
As the spurting reverse waterfall of blood comes down to a trickle and Boulder expires on the seat beside you, there is a tap on the window.
I sit stock still.
Uh-oh.
And I do not respond.
You can see there's a human outside of the vehicle, and he's dressed in an older t-shirt. It's a little ratty with some holes in it, and a pair of blue jeans, and he's got a wide-brimmed hat, and he taps on the window again. It's tinted. You're pretty sure you can't see inside, but yeah.
I stay perfectly still and hope that he goes away fervently.
Why don't you give me a sneaking test as you do your best to pretend there's nobody in the vehicle at all?
Oh, hang on. I've got edge. I think I want to use some. All right, let's use another one of those here.
Hey, lady. You got any Nuyen? I just need some gas.
I got 5 total hits using a point of edge on 11 dice.
And going up against the difficulty of 8, of which receives 5 hits. Holy crap, this guy is brutal.
God damn.
he knocks again. Lady? Hello? And he starts, putting his face up to the window and, you know, putting his hands around it like he's trying to look in.
I'm going to take something and hold it up against the window he's looking in, like a piece of cloth or a jacket or something.
Okay. You block the window over where he's trying to peer through the tinting.
Yep.
All right. So, while you're dealing with this brutal threat out in the parking lot, or vice versa, we'll switch to the next person. So, let's see. We had a whole bunch of people roll dice here. Who has the next highest? Looks like we've got some 2s.
Yeah, I think I had 2. However,
I don't think Vinny rolled, or I didn't see Vinny's result.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Nope, didn't roll. Hold on one sec. Refresh my memory. What exactly do I need to roll again?
Agility or charisma plus willpower.
Well, it's the same either way. Okay, you said agility and willpower or charisma, correct?
Agility and willpower or charisma and willpower.
Okay, well, you save either way. Done.
All right. Let's see. So, I guess Heaven and Vinny, which of you wants to go first? You both rolled 2.
Go ahead, Vinny.
So, we're just... Okay.
So, Vinny, how are you helping out with this heist of stealing the stuff from inside?
So, if memory serves, we're going to let our... Our Decker chum kind of hack the cameras and everything, correct?
Yeah, and the place is pretty heavily automated, so we should be able to move around as long as we avoid the sensors and gather up the things that we need. Maybe with the goal of tracking down where the rigger is so we can, disable them and keeping it out for any, nosy employees or security personnel as well. So there's that. I think does that pretty accurately describe our situation? Do you guys think?
Sounds about right to me.
And one of the first things we need to steal is a trailer hitch, so we can bring it back and Eva can start putting it on the truck.
All right, then. As we all leave the van, I'll kind of, I'm going to being as tall as I am, being a troll, I'm going to take a look, you know, kind of keep my head on a swivel, look left, look right, going to make sure that nothing sort of jumps out at us, kind of scanning the building as we approach, you know, taking a look, sure no one's really looking our direction, and just trying to act, you know, as casual as we can. Kind of motion for everybody to kind of start, once we get up close to the building, kind of motion for them to kind of come around back, because I don't think we want to go in the front door. And at that point, I want to take a look around, see if I can find any, like, employee entrances, loading docks, that kind of thing. That would probably be a better way for us to get in rather than going into said front door. All right. And as we're kind of walking by, if they have anything on the outside, I'll kind of just casually reach over, pick it up. That's nice. Okay, put it back down. Like I'm just another shopper. Yeah, never mind the big troll and his companions. We're just a bunch of people just looking to buy stuff. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. As we make it to the back, make towards the back dock area, I'm going to take a look around, see if they have any like rebar or something like that that I might be able to make into a impromptu crowbar. At least we got to jimmy something open, or I got to thwack someone on the head. You know, either way.
Sure. If you spend a plot point, you can definitely have something like that lying around at back here.
Sounds good. I will spend a plot point for that.
All right. Yeah, it looks like there's an old, a long chunk of thick rebar, maybe half-inch thick rebar that maybe fell off the side of a truck when they were loading or something, and nobody's cleaned it up yet.
Oh, lovely, lovely. I'll reach over, kind of just kind of reach down, kind of kneel down, look like I'm going to, quote, tie my shoes and just kind of slide that up into my coat. No big deal. And hey, look at that. Probably looks like they got a nice chunk of Duracrete, those probably attached to the rebarb. But I'm going to take a nice chunk of that, slip it in my pocket, because you never know when you got to smack someone upside the head. You know, plan ahead, I always say. And at that point, I figure we'll just kind of casually hang out by the back door and wait for the okay to go inside.
All right. Why don't you give me a sneaking test to blend in casually here as your trollness is hanging out by the loading dock. There's five of them here. Two of them are for like semi-truck sized height, and the others are more of a convenient height for pickup trucks.
So basically, you pick your you know, buy your stuff inside and they bring it out to you out this way. Got it.
Yep.
All right. Refresh my memory. How do I just, if I want to use edge on this roll, I want to pre-edge.
Put an exclamation point after the number within the brackets.
Okay, that's what I thought. That, 1 minute.
That makes fours hits? I thought there was a different thing for...
For anarchy, there's a different thing. Never mind.
It doesn't add your edge stat anymore, but it makes, you know, fours become hits instead of just fives and sixes.
There we go. So anarchy edge, you put an E for the number. E for edge.
All right, rock on.
And apparently the threat level here was much less than out front, as I only got one hit on eight dice. Give you one net hit.
Hey, Vinny's a nice guy. Why would you want to mess with Vinny? He's just minding his own business.
All right. Yeah, somebody else is there who's loading up their pickup truck, but they're not paying much attention to you, probably assuming you're there to help somebody else load once that that happens. You can see people with the home despot bright red safety or bright yellow, I think I said it was, safety vests loading up the bunch of lumber into the back of the guy's truck. It's got that freshly printed smell to it. And once they get all that loaded up, the guy drives off, and the employees lower the door back down. But you you don't hear any kind of latch or lock once it shuts.
Good to know.
And I believe it's Heaven's turn now.
Just as she disconnects.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Well, can we say for narrative purposes that we can kind of jump ahead to maybe Jesus, because a lot of what we're doing is depending on his actions?
Well, I've got no problem, actually, if you guys move forward with the heist as if he were working on it, and basically acting as if he were already getting that stuff done. And then when it gets to his turn, then we'll actually see whether he's successful or not covering up your activities. How does that sound to you guys?
Sounds good.
Good.
So is she on Discord still?
Yeah, she just popped back in. She's typing there right now.
Yay!
Her internet went down, she says. More interestingly than I just did.
Was there a lot of expletives in there?
Just one.
No.
But there are some foreign words. Yes. Mikey is up next.
Okay. So we're waiting on...
Nope, it's up to you. And when Heaven gets back, we'll continue on with her turn.
Okay, so noticing that door closed and not hearing the latch, Mikey's gonna check in with Jesus to make sure it's clear for the cameras, and he's gonna move up there and kind of listen for a bit, and then reach up and lift up the kind of sliding garage style door up a little bit, and then hold it up a little bit and listen and try to kind of peer through and see if there's anyone in there. Seeing that it looks clear initially, he'll push it up a little ways and motion for the others to kind of move in and slip through. And he'll be the last to slip on through and close it up behind, trying to move with as much stealth as possible. When we get in there, we see that there are a couple of people who are working here, but they're turned away and they're looking at some other terminals, and the place is kind of noisy with the sounds of machinery and drones and forklifts and things moving around. So we're able to kind of slip off to the side into the shadows and start moving on through. And at that point, I'm calling up for a list of things and to find out where things are, and ask Jesus, can you get me the picking location for the trailer hitch we need? He looked up the part number before, I think.
Let's see, it's a willpower plus logic for perception, yes?
Yeah, I think so, but given that, my plan was to overall make a stealth check for my test, as we're sort of slipping through and slipping around and moving through this place and starting to find the parts that we need.
Okay, why don't you give me that stealth check?
Ugh. Even with using edge to reroll, I get 2 total hits on my stealth.
All right, I only got 2 hits on 8 dice myself, but let's see. So as you are, the group of you is skulking through the big towering shelves of it's tough to tell what any of it is with your weird ghoul vision. But it's, 40 feet high here with these giant metal shelves, and the aisles that you're in, there's only, room for a couple of you side by side to walk through. It's pretty narrow. And you hear the whir of rubber on concrete as drones are skittering back and forth through the place. You catch sight of one or two of them before ducking back. But again, it's difficult to make out any kind of specifics about what they are, what the capabilities they are. They might be simple utility drones going out and picking bits and pieces here and there to drag up front, or they could be security drones on the hunt for intruders. You're not sure which is which, and having to dodge them and hide from them as they move about is making it very slow and very difficult to get to the locations that your Decker friend is calling out to you.
And I can hold up my comlink and point it as a camera, and it's wired up to some throds, and kind of see through that to get an idea. But it's something where I have to like stop and get it out and hold that and look. I can't really move effectively while carrying it and looking through its eyes that way. So there's that. So yeah, it's slow progress. I'm starting to get frustrated.
Yep, you're hiding in one spot where you duck behind what turns out to be a number of 50-gallon drums. When holding your comlink up above it to peer out like a periscope, and you can see first you assume it's a utility drone of some sort. It's got a bunch of arms and kind of like an accordion type. chassis that lets it, rise up to grab things off higher shelves. It zips past, and then slowly trundling behind it is more of a squat, armored-looking thing with, it looks like a barrel of some kind on a turret. Definitely a security drone of some sort, hunting for intruders. And let's see, is Heaven back yet? I don't see her online yet. So, Jesus, your turn.
Jesus is trying to hack the security systems to get alarms and cameras.
All right, so you're tucked back in behind the barrels with everyone else and hooked into the AR feed from the system. Why don't you give me a hacking test as you try to grab the necessary controls to make it safe for all this skullduggery that you guys are about. And apparently Heaven is dealing with scheduled internet maintenance. So for the next hour or two, her connection will be spotty at best.
Don't.
Hey.
And Jesus just got 5 hits on his hacking roll, which gets you 2 net.
Do I do a narrative of how I hacked
sure.
it? Sure.
Go for it.
Get into the Matrix host for Home Despot, and it is a host that mimics the real world Home Despot. And I walked in with my little orange apron and a hard hat, acted like I owned the place, plugged in, and I gave myself access to all the security in the whole place.
All right. Yeah, you've got a connection to all the cameras and whatnot. You're able to shift their angles or loop them as your friends, sneak in through the door at the loading dock and down hallways, and you're able to get a bit of an overview of where the security drones are maneuvering.
Yes, so moving now should be a lot easier because we know where they're at, but they don't know where we're at.
All right, yeah, you guys are effectively a blind spot on the Home Despot security system, and we'll pop back outside to the murder mobile.
Hooray.
I just need some gas. I need to get up to Reno to see my daughter. Hello? Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap.
I'm going to get some sort of like anonymous tip line up on my comlink and like fill out the form and like panhandling in parking lot of store, whatever, And I like hover over the enter button. I'm just going to wait patiently for him to leave. If he becomes too much of a nuisance, I might have to eat him. Yes, little boy, I have money inside the car. Come on in, won't you?
All right. Why don't you give me...
Oh. Sorry, I don't really say that yet.
Why don't you give me a willpower plus logic roll as you attempt to avoid doing just that?
Shit! That is 2 hits on 8 dice.
And I got no hits on 8 dice. So, you patiently wait out the panhandler until somebody a few cars down shows up with a cart and starts loading things into their truck, and he goes over there to harass them instead.
Awesome. Cool. Then, in that case, I'm going to remove myself from the back seat, take that jacket or whatever I used to hold up against the window and, like, wrap myself in it because I might have some blood on me. And I will,
maybe,
and I'll make my way back to the seat I was sitting in before and, keep an honest watch.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. His throat just opened right up. It was
right?
The craziest thing.
I know.
All right. I believe it's back up to Vinny.
Okay. So we got the cameras basically not paying any attention to us, correct?
Yep, and you've got a good idea of where the drones are, and so you're able to avoid them relatively easily.
Alrighty. So, say we just kind of look at everybody, peek around the corner. Do I see any employees or anything like that?
Sure. I mean, it's your narration. If you need to see employees for whatever's happening, they're there. I can spend a plot point at some point to make things more complicated, but...
All right. As we kind of get the okay from our Decker compatriot there. I'm going to kind of hook my big head around the corner, kind of eyeball the back dock, and huh, look at that. Everybody must be on a coffee break right now. All right. Kind of turn back over, kind of look at everybody, kind of hook my big finger and say, let's go. Just kind of casually stroll in through the back, you know, looking around like we're just here to pick up some stuff. No big deal. Kind of looking around. Place looks like a standard loading bay. A couple people milling about. Lots of boxes, packages, and everything like that. And probably a lot of people looking bored and like they don't want to be here. All to our advantage. Anybody kind of looks in general direction, I'll either give them a nod. Anybody gives me too much of a look, I'll just give them kind of a little snarl. It's like, don't frag with me, chum. I'm just here to get my stuff. Look. Kind of start heading into the back. Kind of start looking around. Since I can't really see where the hell I'm going, I'm kind of having to try to figure out how I'm going to lead everyone to get our first item on our list. That sounds a lot better. So I'll just sort of under my breath to everybody or everybody in the group and say, all right, so what do we want to get first?
Hey, man, I think maybe we should get the trailer hitch first. That way the girl can start putting it onto the truck. Then we get the stuff, throw it in the trailer, and then we get the trailer.
Actually, I think I got a better idea. Trailer hitch last. We start walking around.
Hey, man.
Something big and heavy, like
if you don't wanna,
it's going to slow us down.
Don't ask for it.
Damn. Hey, throttle it back a bit, chum. Listen, let's get the smaller stuff so that we can carry it portable. And if things go south, we can at least have some stuff we carry with us so it won't be a total loss. This isn't my first time boosting stuff.
Hey, that makes sense. Okay, I like your idea. Let's do it then.
All right, just keep an eye out. So what do we want to get first? Let's start small and work our way up.
Nails and screws, they're small.
All right, let's do that. And I'll just grab a shopping cart. I'm just another shopper.
All right. There's not much in the way of shopping carts back here. I mean, this is an industrial warehouse type thing. It's not, all the customers are out front exploring stuff in AR and picking and choosing there, not wandering around back here where the drones are loading things up to haul out front. But you're able to
grab a box.
Yeah, give me a willpower plus logic roll, I guess, as perception as you go. Or actually, no. How about a body and strength roll to see how much stuff you can carry? How does that sound? Or if you've got a better idea, toss it at my way.
Wait a minute. I didn't think we had a body.
Body and strength are one and the same.
Oh, sorry. So I roll it twice.
Do you have another? Attribute that
I
you think
see, like,
work well?
Strength plus willpower, because willpower be involved in hauling a bunch of stuff,
yeah,
and endurance.
Unless you've got a skill that you'd like to pair with one of those.
Not really.
All right, give me that strength and willpower roll.
Working on it. Just double checking my stuff. I'm double checking on the. I'm going to use edge on this. Okay. Boom.
All right, you got what was that? Six hits there, which turns into four net.
Nobody pay attention to the shop roll.
All right, yeah, you guys start loading stuff up, and with your big troll here to act as your own personal shopping cart, you're able to start piling on way more than just, you know, the nails and screws that you'd originally talked about, and actually get to start adding in larger pieces of various construction things. Let's see, we've got some text here from Heaven, who says that she imagined herself mostly playing a pack mule, but before that, she's going to be playing a barrier to entry, glaring at anyone who might come near, worker or other customer, and bring on her full bouncer persona as she stares down any and everyone who might try to get closer or ask questions. And so as you guys are heading back out with your giant haul of loot. Heaven is heading out to the loading dock, and you guys start, you know, clambering over the edge and down onto the pavement outside as somebody pulls up with a pickup truck. And Heaven just gives a, you know, a scary-ass ghoul glare at the driver. And with her 4 hits versus my 5 hits, the driver overreacts, well, maybe underreacts, honestly, to a full-on ghoul glare as a whole passel of other ghouls with arms loaded full of construction gear come pouring out of the home despot. And he hits a panic button. Oh, I'm going to spend a plot point at this point for to pull in a complication. Apparently, our friend out front wasn't the only one concerned about the vagrants, other vagrants panhandling in the parking lot, and a police patrol was already in the neighborhood.
Oh no!
As you guys are booking it towards your Escalade. You're, you know, totally nondescript and not covered in blood. Honest Escalade.
Yeah, it's not covered on the outside.
You see a police cruiser pull into the parking lot.
Oh, Drek! It's the police!
And,
calm
Jesus.
Down.
Oh, wait, no, it's not Jesus' turn, because it was just Vinny's turn. It's Mikey's turn. Mikey, what are you going to do?
All right, so we're out in the parking lot now. Have we made it to the Escalade, or do we have to cross it still?
You're on the way to the Escalade. Everybody's got their arms full of an assortment of stuff. You know, boards, plywood, you know, whatever. Feel free to describe it however you like, whatever you're hauling with you. Maybe a box full of hinges or screws, well, hammers, whatever.
I see this as distraction.
I've got a trailer hitch amongst, you know, a few other things. I figure we're going to swing it on over and grab a trailer as well, and maybe grab more stuff. But seeing the police, I'm kind of freaking out because that's my negative quality is phobia of the cops. So up until now, things have been going pretty well. But now that I see the police pulling in here, I panic. And let's see,
is there a mechanic I could use to in?
We haven't gotten to the Escalade yet. We still have to cross nearby. Does it look risky that we might get spotted crossing that ground?
There's a possibility of it. You're basically a bunch of ghouls holding you know, a big pile of stuff you don't have a receipt for. You know, Heaven just scared the crap out of a customer at the loading dock.
Whoops.
Yeah, at that point, I guess Mikey's just going to freak out and say, run! And hanging onto his stuff, he just runs, bolts as fast as he can for the Escalade, maybe zigging and zagging a little bit because he's afraid he's going to start getting shot at any moment. So I guess that would be like an athletics test?
Sure thing.
All right, I get to reroll one on that, so that's 2 hits out of 7 dice. I'm going to edge that, so I get to roll 5 more. And, man, exploding dice is not nice to me tonight. That's only 2 hits total, as I'm just making a break for it. Just running for the Escalade with the stuff in my arms. Various different tools and things and bags and packages.
All right, Mikey bolts across the parking lot, dodging and weaving and trying to keep, you know, vans and other things in between him and the... the police cruiser as it pulls down the aisle of the parking lot. You slide in under the Escalade, basically pulling yourself up in tight and trying to, you know, hide in behind a wheel as you cower away from the police car.
Ooh, nothing. Nothing so fancy. Approaching.
Nothing so fancy as acrobatic as that, because I'm carrying armloads of equipment.
Yeah, the armloads of equipment are kind of scattered on the asphalt under the car with you.
Drek. I start trying to pick it up and quickly and get up and get loaded in.
All right, the cruiser's continuing down the aisle and heads around towards the back of the. Or the side, rather, of the home despot. And I believe we are up to Jesus.
I think Jesus is time to make it to the Escalade now that the police cruiser has pulled along the side of the building. Shouldn't be able to see me, so I am going to run with a quickness to the Escalade with any gear that I have.
All right. Are you going to do a running test then, an athletics test, or something else?
I don't have a running skill or anything.
Be athletics, I believe.
I don't even have athletics.
Okay. Agility? Well, if that's what you want to roll.
Yeah, let's try it's up to you. Agility. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, I didn't have the skill, but I have natural athlete, which adds to my agility for that purpose, and I have jack of all trades, which lets me re-roll a die when I don't have a skill. But the dice roller hated me, so.
I got one hit on four dice, defaulting.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah. For now, I am, sure.
All right, you're booking it towards the Escalade when the cruiser stops quickly, and you hear a brief chirp as it's not the siren doesn't fall on fully, but it just blurps for a second, and it starts backing up towards you.
I should have bundled us sneakily because I got cat-like qualities, so I'd be plus two. Oh, well.
Guess I'm not the only person who panics when the fuzz shows up.
Yeah, that's what happened. You got me panicked. Your panic panicked me.
It's the cruiser, just like the cruiser cuts you off, and a couple of humans get out of the cruiser. They've got a variety of... you don't have cyber eyes or anything like that, do you? I don't think anybody does, right?
No.
Okay. I do. Yeah, they've got a variety of indistinguishable gear about their body, and they look at you. One of them says, slow your roll there, buddy. Where are you going?
Over that way.
And you hear one of them speaking into the microphone. Dispatch, we have eyes on. You got a receipt for all those goods, boy?
Do you got a receipt for all the stuff you're carrying?
Subject is argumentative. Subduing.
I'm going to eat the guy that's got the radio. Just jump
you're gonna
on
what?
Him. Eat him. Attack the guy that's got the radio.
All right.
Well, since this is already... Remember that rebarb I got?
Sounds like we need to roll initiative at this point.
Yeah.
And that's four dice, unless you, or it's already in there, never mind. You just did it. Awesome. I love exploding dice.
And, let's see, Jesus, I believe you go first. What are you doing?
I thought I had a weapon. I entered my character sheet on that fillable thing, and then when I tried to look at it today, it was, like, all upside down and reversed. I don't know how that happened, but, yes, I have a katana. I will use that to subdue the Jagoff with the radio. Excuse me, the officer.
No, you could say Jagoff. That's legit.
Jagofficer.
How many plot points do we have?
I think it's equal to your edge.
We've got at least one because Carlton used one.
I don't think it works that way.
I thought if we use one, you get one, and if you use one, we get one.
Do we start the session with three, or do we get plot points when combat starts and just use them during the combat?
Should probably figure this out. It seems like plot points are important for this sort of thing.
I think you would just get three plot points at the start of the session, plus any extra ones that you might get at the start of combat if you get improved reflexes. But those extra ones would go away if you don't use them. It seems like the simplest solution. Any other ideas?
Works for me. Let's go with that.
Okay. I'm going to use my katana.
All right. Make your attack test.
I used a point of edge, and I have seven hits.
That's not the right kind of edge use. You have to use an E.
Let me redo it then.
Which, that's a pretty awesome die roll.
Nah, I like the first one way better.
At least you can also spend edge to reroll failures with the fours counting as hits.
So can I use...
You can use another edge now if you want to reroll.
No, I've only got one.
Okay. Alternately, we could have kept the original roll and just, like, only kept seven dice and counting four as hits because it shows the results. That might be more fair because he rolled way better, but,
Yeah, I like that.
We'd have to drop off, I think, the last
So I'd have 5 hits instead of 1.
2 dice. So you'd have 6 hits.
All right, with your 5 hits, that's 3 net.
Nope, you're right, 5 hits.
So that's katana strength divided by 2 plus 3. Does it round up or down for a 5 strength?
Rounds up.
So 6, and do you add net hits to that?
Yes.
I believe so.
So 9 physical?
Yep. Which completely obliterates the cop's armor, his 9-point armored vest. And let's see, then it is Vinny's turn.
Okay, cop number 2, right? Okay, you know what? I'm just going to take that piece of rebarb. First I'm going to kind of come in behind him. I kind of figure he's his partner is kind of busy focusing on the target at hand and probably, you know, gaping in horror as he's watching his partner get, you know, open up like a Christmas turkey, you know, with a katana. So I'm going to take advantage of that particular situation, and I'm just going to take that piece of rebarb and just bring it down right on his head.
All right. The same guy who's just got hit with a katana, or a different guy?
Oh, no, the other guy.
Okay, the other guy. Gotcha. I wasn't quite sure what you were saying by that.
No problem. I mean, I don't need to kill the guy dead, but we need them to quit broadcasting.
Are you happy with 7 hits?
Gonna have to be.
All right, that's 5 net. So call the rebar a club.
Yep.
And does anybody happen to have the club stats to hand?
Yep. It would be strength divided by 2 plus 2 physical damage. And then, of course, plus your net hits.
Strength is 9 divided by and divided
that's
by
5.
2. Yeah, it's 5 plus 2 is 7 plus 5 net hits. It's 12, right?
Yep.
Ouch.
All right, that both obliterates the cop's armor plus does a nasty injury to him as you crunch some bones with your chunk of rebar.
Do I have enough action to kind of, as does he go down?
No, he doesn't go down from that, I don't think.
Ouch. Okay.
I'm not sure Anarchy has rules for knockdown. I think that might be simplified out.
Gotcha, because I was going to...
There's no modifier. There's no modifiers for knockdown either, so it's more a matter of narrative description, so...
Yeah, sure. If you want to knock him back on his ass, sure, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Another hit like that, and he's probably dead.
But speaking of which, don't you get to make another hit like that?
Yeah, I do believe so, because I do have adept abilities.
Are you going to follow up with the second attack, then?
Yep, working on it. Just double-checking the character sheet. Not as spectacular as the first.
What you get?
5 hits total.
That's 3 net. Okay, that is 10, and I believe, yeah, you slam him backwards, knock him on his ass, and then step forward with one giant troll pace as you bring your full force down on him. And, well, you want to describe how you take him out if you can?
The first blow comes down directly on the head. You know, square, if this was a cartoon, the rebarb would have bent in the shape of said head. When that doesn't quite take him down, a quick sweep of the legs and with enough force that, well, it wasn't because of my troll height and everything, I couldn't quite get down far enough for the legs. Plus, I am carrying a whole lot of stuff after all. So it connects more on the hip. So, yeah, there's probably a nice, even through the armor, but, you know, that kinetic force is an SOB, and it probably just went right into that guy's hip, which brought him up down right on his back. So as soon as he's down, I'm reaching over with I'm dropping the rebarb, reaching over with my big meaty troll hand. I'm going to grab his comlink and then just squeeze. He ain't calling out again anymore.
Or ever.
Well, mess up the comlink just in case.
All right, it would be Heaven's turn if she had internet access, but since she doesn't, it is the cop's turn. All right, the cop that was on the radio was attacked with a katana. The other one has been taken out of combat by Vinny. So the fellow facing the katana is backpedaling and drawing his pistol and taking a shot at this dangerous ghoul attacking him in the parking lot. So if you want to try to dodge out of the way, you can. I believe it's willpower plus logic for, or sorry, willpower plus agility.
It's agility.
Isn't it?
It's agility plus logic.
Oh, agility okay. plus logic. Gotcha. I keep wanting to throw willpower into everything for some reason.
I'm looking at my character sheet real quick to make sure I don't have any kind of bonus. And I don't think I do. Oh, 5 hits on 9 dice for dodge.
All right. He rolls his 8 dice with a reroll of 1 for his cyber eyes and gets 3 hits, which is a miss. There is an explosion as his Ares Predator goes off in his hand. Bam! And it just echoes throughout the parking lot. But he fortunately misses you. And there is a smash as the bullet crashes through a window behind you and a car alarm starts going off. Mikey, your turn.
All right. Direct. How far away from me is this altercation happening?
How far do you want it to be?
Near or far?
Let's call it near.
All right. I guess... seeing this, I'm terrified that the cops getting involved, but I know, like, they're just gonna multiply fast, so you gotta take them out fast. So I just pour on the determination and resolve and, like, force myself to my feet, and I just go rushing out towards this cop, and I'm just sort of running out towards him, like, my mind going, what am I doing? As I'm freaked out, but I jump into this leaping, flying kick. It's just like flying straight at the cop's face as I jump out and make my attack at minus 2 dice because I'm scared. I think I will edge this. Maybe double edge this. We'll see. That's 6 hits. That's pretty good.
Are you happy with that?
I didn't actually do the edge thing, so that's actually 7 hits. And I don't think I can do much better than that. I can reroll 2 dice to get more hits, but I think I'll keep my 7.
All right, that's 2 net.
It's a good thing I am as good as I am at this, because, you get 5 hits to dodge, so that's 2 extra. And I'm going to lay into him with... I guess it's not using my natural weapon bonuses, because I'm doing a kick. So I lay into him for, it would be 6 points of stun damage. And he's knocked to the ground as I sort of land, kind of skidding a bit on my knees and come up into come up and turn around into kind of an obvious martial arts fighting stance.
All right, yeah, he's slammed to the ground, staggered, and looks like he's pretty out of it. He's not down for the count, but he definitely was not expecting a flying kick from behind. Hazelnut.
Yeah.
Things are getting exciting out here in the parking lot.
I see that. Can I spend a plot point to survey the dash and see, like, a funky little button? And I had been reading over the manual during my, honest watch time, and I found the button for the morphing license plate.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
You can definitely morph the plate if you want.
Yeah, I'd like to basically hold my action to do it when I see someone, like, one of our group running past the license plate to get into the car on the other side, to at least, be a little bit sneaky about it. And make sure the doors, not the back end, are unlocked for them.
All right, back up to Jesus.
This guy just tried to shoot me. Hey, cabron, take some hot lead! And I'll stab him. I guess that's not lead. Take some hot steel, fool!
You carry a lead sword?
Yeah, didn't make sense. I had to narrate my narration.
It's for training purposes. Yeah,
that's it.
It's super heavy. It sticks better and bends.
Lead poisoning, that's what it's all about.
I got 1 hit on my 7 dice to use the sword.
Are you happy with that 1 hit?
No, not at all.
But not going to do anything about it, right?
I can't do anything about it.
You don't have a ridge? You could spend a plot point.
I do, and I can give you one because I'm a team player.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Take an edge.
So I just clicked the exclamation point?
Yep.
Oh, that was Carlton's exclamation point.
Ah.
4 hits.
Hey, but Carlton rolled really well, so...
Much better.
Yep, so you still don't succeed against my 5 hits. As the police officer rolls and dodges out of the way of your attack with your katana. Vinny.
Alrighty. Cops are down. Is anybody looking in our general direction?
Well, that cop on the ground with a gun is.
Oh, well, guess what? I am just going to relieve him of that gun. And if the arm has to come with it, then so be it. I'm just going to take my claws and just basically rake down the weapon. And if his hand, forearm, well, if his whole arm comes with it, then who am I to argue?
All right. Troll-sized ghoul claws coming out, huh?
This is where it gets ugly, folks. Boom!
That is 5 net hits, which I believe is enough to... Yes, that takes his arm off entirely.
Oh, shucks. I'm feeling very, very sad for him.
Yeah, he's screaming and clutching at his stump for a few seconds before he passes out.
Mikey screams for a moment and then goes, Ah, that smells really good.
Grab it if you want a snack. He doesn't need it anymore.
We shouldn't draw attention to our nature out like this.
Chum, we've already done so. Grab what we can, load it in, grab the snack, and let's get the frag out of here before backup shows up. This is our window to skedaddle.
All right, Mikey's freaked out about this. He doesn't want the cops to start a big ghoul hunt. So hoping to make things look more like a just straight-up crazy violence instead of, crazy ghoul violence. He's going to toss the corpses into the car and pick up like one of the hatchets or something that's part of the stuff that we gathered and kind of chop open the side of the car, like pry open where the gas tank is, get some gas leaking out.
Mikey's attacking the Escalade?
Not the Escalade, no, the cop car.
Oh!
Hey, if you're going to just light them on fire, I want to have a bite now. Because you're going to burn up all the evidence. I'm taking a bite of one of these guys.
I roll down the window.
Come on!
Grab a piece to take with you. Don't eat it out here.
There I got a handy-dandy for travel arm here.
And as I'm sort of like waiting for the gas to come out and like fishing out a thing to one of those like kind of long-handled like lighter thingies that people buy for grills and stuff. I've got that in my hand and I'm
gotcha.
Ready to...
Do you have any appropriate automotive or mechanical or any type of skills like that for starting a fire?
Not really. I just want to get the fuel pouring out.
All right, give me a logic plus strength roll.
That'd be 2 hits.
All right, you start hacking at the side of the police car, but it's tough to do any significant damage to it. Apparently, these things are armored. Who knew?
All right, come on, give me a hand. We have to set this thing on fire.
Open the gas cap, stuff in a rag, light the rag. Let's go.
Give me a logic plus agility to as you create your makeshift Molotov cocktail.
Okay.
All right, so I was being distracted by events in the house here. What happened?
All right, you're not able to hack into the gas tank, but Jesus is able to pop open the gas cap, cleverly overriding the security lock on it. Before setting up a makeshift Molotov cocktail, you guys load up all of your gear into your Escalade and start cruising out of the parking lot as the police car erupts into flames behind you.
As I'm tucking the cops in and kind of noticing the just sort of this like kind of dead look to the the cops are still kind of maybe alive a little bit. Kind of the dead look to the eye region of some of them. I figure maybe this cop's got some cyber eyes. It kind of looks like it. I'm just going to like kind of get out the claws there and just sort of like twist and rip and kind of groan a bit, but messily tear this cop's head off and carry it under my jacket as I go running back toward the Escalade and the car is lit ablaze.
All right, and you guys have escaped with your a booty, a decent supply of gear to make a start with your building underground, and you think you've covered up any of the evidence of yourselves with that fire and with Jesus's subversion of the security system, and it's kind of bloody in here with that arm that you dragged with you, and what did you grab his head or the whole of the cop? The whole
dead cop? I've got a head of the cop.
So you got a head and an arm, and what's all this other blood back here?
Oh man, it's so messy back here.
You wouldn't think
I haven't had a
much
chance
blood.
To clean it up yet. I'm sorry.
What? Huh?
What do you mean? We just got in here. Oh man, Domino's gonna be pissed.
That's why I'm going to clean it up. He said that if you make a mess, you need to clean it up, and I'm going to clean it up. I just haven't had a chance yet, because somebody wanted to tango with the police.
Yeah, well, I don't think they gave us much choice in the matter.
Well, whatever.
We better get underground fast. There's that place we can drive this thing underground, right? Didn't you have something like that picked out?
Yeah, we've got a spot.
Why is there so much blood? I've got the head under my jacket. It's under my stuff, but...
Anybody want to bite a bicep?
Oh, it does smell pretty good. Yeah, would you mind tearing me off a strip?
I'll take some of that action.
I'll take a couple bites and then pass it around.
Chomp, chomp, pass.
I'll chew off a strip and kind of savor it for a moment, close my eyes, and... Oh, it's so fresh. And just kind of shudder, but it also tastes so good, and it's so fresh, so...
Does this remind you of bacon? I don't know why, but this reminds me of bacon.
Oh, man, don't joke about it.
The juice is like a secret sauce, huh? It's pretty good.
It must be the blue blood.
How's Boulder doing?
How is Boulder doing?
Hey, Boulder, you want a bite, man?
Yeah, we should probably feed him when he wakes up.
Boulder is unresponsive and very bloody.
Hazel's been, looking out the window as we go, humming some show tune to herself.
Why is Boulder all bloody? He didn't even take a bite.
He's not glowing.
Well, that's because he's dead.
Why is Boulder dead? He was just alive and sleeping. Now he's sleeping and dead? He's dead, though.
He's not sleeping anymore. That's because I killed him, silly.
What? Why did you do that?
Did he offend you? What'd he do?
He was dangerous.
So are we.
No. That's different. That's totally different. No, he was dangerous because we couldn't control him.
I want to be mad or horrified, but...
You should be thankful because no one else wanted to make that decision and take care of the problem.
That thought my mind. I thought about doing it myself, so...
You're welcome.
I can't fault you for it, but, the timing wasn't great. We're kind of in the middle of something.
The timing was perfect because you were in the middle of something.
Can we eat him? Does he smell like food?
He's a ghoul. That's gross.
I don't really see the distinction, but yeah, it doesn't really smell like food to me. I find myself picking at the head some as if I'm about to peel some flesh off, but then stop myself. Anybody have a bag or something I can put this in for now? I don't want to munch on it until later. I don't want to wreck if it's got cyber eyes.
Oh, we need to start carrying brown paper bags around with us.
Or garbage bags.
And a paper
or body bags.
So, we got our stuff, then we just need to pick out the place, right? We had a couple spots, I think just the region to pick from, right? I was thinking maybe near where it was drier would be nice. Kind of close to those storage areas and caches location. We might be able to kind of make use of that place out there too some. I don't know.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, let's get underground over there then. That was way messier than I was expecting. I can't believe we fought some cops.
It was like a geyser in here. Jeez, so messy.
Let's get these parts back and then I want to maybe make a stop by Mr. Freeze's place down there and see if he can't, he sort of taps the eyes on the head that he's carrying. I'm sick of not being able to see right.
After that, if we need a place to hole up in, let me think about that for a few minutes. I think I might know at least a couple good locations. I'm going to roll my knowledge. Well, I'm sorry, my... Las Vegas geography knowledge. I'm going to start thinking about what would be a good place that we, kind of a out of the way place that we could sort of set up shop, as it were. So now that we're kind of above ground and semi mobile,
we kind of scouted out some potential locations underground, and I guess we're going to pick one to modify to kind of make it more well hidden and also a nicer place for us to stay.
Yep.
Yeah. Does anybody have any particular skills in this sort of thing?
Oh, Mr. Carter. Yeah, I got knowledge skill, Las Vegas geography.
Oh, nice.
So that's good for picking the spot. I've got art for doing anything that's of a more artistic nature, more aesthetic aspects.
So you can make it more of a home and less of just, you know, a place out of the elements.
Yes, and I also have a decent stealth skill, so between art and stealth, I can also sort of help make any sort of entrance more well-hidden and blend in better with the existing aesthetics. So it's less likely for people to stumble onto the place.
Anybody else have any skills they'd like to contribute?
I have knowledge of appraisal. I don't know how that would help.
I mean, other than, you know, putting the site up on Airbnb afterwards and finding a good price for it, I'm not sure. Can you think of anything?
Cozy rustic loft.
It's an underground lair. So I think, oh, I should also say I have jack of all trades, so I can assist more or less with any other construction type stuff or various other, you know, if it's wiring or any kind of other stuff that I don't have the skill for. I've at least got a slightly better than average chance of not totally screwing it up, but more of a support role than a stepping forward and saying this is how you should do it kind of role.
Jesus, do you have any kind of hardware, electronics type skills, anything like that?
I do have electronics.
Yeah, that would be something you could roll to, you know, wire in some power to the system so that you have, you know, light and, well, light's not as useful for you, but maybe heat or maybe some fans to cool things off if necessary. Maybe get a dehumidifier going.
Hazel's going to spend considerable time cleaning the Escalade. She's going to do a damn fine job.
All right. How about everybody give me their various roles for creating your home?
I feel a bit like Bob Vila. Just saying.
This old player.
Something like that.
I got 4 hits on my art test, spending 2 total edge on it.
Vinny, how are you doing finding the location?
Not so good. I got no hits.
Do you have any edge left?
I can give you
one. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to do that. Oh, that didn't work. That's better than it was before. 2 hits, and I'm tapped.
Was that your own edge, or were you borrowing one?
That was my own. I am edged out for now.
Jesus?
Yes, sir?
Oh, you got 4 hits, I see there, for your electronics roll?
Correct.
Yep, don't forget to call out your dice roll results verbally.
Yeah, I'm not always watching the die rolling page, because I've got other things to keep track of here.
Also, the listeners don't see our dice rolling chat window.
I guess we could do some nice things for the listeners.
So, yeah, that's 4 hits on my art test, 4 hits on his electronics test, 2 hits on Vinny's location test, and...
Alright, so you found a spot and gathered your stuff together and spend a few days being together your own little lair with some refrigeration for your body parts and, you know, some waterproofing and, you know, raising things up off the ground some so it would take a serious flood to cause issues for you.
So as soon as we get everything kind of loaded in there, I'm going to just sort of slip away. I'm going to say, I gotta go run and get something taken care of. I think it's somewhat perishable, and I can adjust her to the head that I'm carrying in a sack.
All right, and Hazelnut, what are you doing with the spare body, the inedible corpse you have?
Well, right now it's just lying on the ground next to the Escalade while she cleans it up.
Well, sure, but you know, you're cleaning it up, you get the car all cleaned up, what are you doing with the body? Are you just leaving it lying there, or?
That's a good question. I hadn't really thought that far through.
That's why I'm asking.
Ooh, I know. She's got a survival skill, so she would like to give back to the local ecosphere and find maybe where we were originally, where that thing was trying to steal our food. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there were a bunch of rats over there.
The rats?
I'm gonna take him down there surreptitiously. I hope not seen by any normies, because that might disturb them a little. But yeah, you know, go give back to the earth, as it were.
All right. You train the rats up where the best source of food will be for them, and
yes, make sure to keep them over in their own turf and not, you know, attract them up by us. I'm delivering the food that way, so.
Yeah, it's letting them know the ghouls are nice, tasty treats.
Not like you don't have Mentor Spirit Rat or anything.
All right, and Mikey is going to go off and talk to that creepy street doc with the underground lair and bring the head and essentially negotiates to get the Cyber Eyes installed in his own head. There's apparently enough interesting about the police officer's head that interests the doctor that he's willing to do that in trade for whatever he can data he can get from the cop's headwear comlink or pull from any of the data from there. So he'll reformat the eyes and install them. And when he does, it turns out that this police officer had an upgraded cyber eye system that included a smart link. So I'm going to spend 6 karma total to get Cyber Eyes 1, which is amp level 2, cost me 3 karma, and then another 3 karma to buy Smart Link, which is it cost me 2 points, or it cost me 3 points to get it at amp level 2, which is the basic amp level for Smart Link. Now I get plus 1 dice for firearms or heavy weapons tests, of which I have no skill. I may ignore any visual modifiers because I have cyber eyes, let me see in the dark, thermal, zooming in, stuff like that. And I get to reroll 1 failed die on any ranged weapon attacks. And I can see in physical now as well as astral at the same time. It's not quite the same, but when Mikey returns, he's got...
hold on. You open your eyes and you can see Dr. Winters for the first time, and you can tell that he is he's an orc, and he's actually got some odd modifications for an orc. His tusks that would normally be a big proud part of his face have been filed down almost to the size of normal teeth for a human as opposed to an orc, and He's wearing a jumpsuit that is marked with the logo of the university, and it's not any kind of scientific type professorial jumpsuit like you might expect. It looks more like the janitor's jumpsuits that you've seen people wearing on campus. It looks like your eyes are working well, so I think that's good, and you're good to go. But I'm curious if you would be interested in getting some more work. I need more things, and perhaps you were the one to get it.
I can see. Oh, you what are you wearing?
Oh, it's an old garbage clothes. It fits.
I see. Sorry, I just it's distracting. I've been blind
of a
sort.
So hard to find clothing to fit this body.
This body?
Yes, orc body. It's so big.
It's just a strange way of putting it. But you were saying you need things. Of course, I'd be happy to help you. I can see again. I can start making art again. It's like I've come back to life. And then I think of, like, ripping the head off of the person that I took to get these eyes, and then try to shut that out of my mind again.
Yes, I know the feeling. It's good to get back to normal somewhat. And he, his tongue comes out between his lips and kind of rubs up against his shortened tusks.
So what do you need?
There's somebody that I could use it from the university. I think he has just the sort of information that I might need to continue my research.
Is he going to survive this interview?
Parts of him will.
Is anybody I know?
Probably not. I doubt you know anyone at the university.
I used to go there. And before this.
Oh, really?
Technically, I haven't been expelled yet, but I imagine my absences will eventually amount to my disenrollment.
What department?
Art.
Oh, no. You wouldn't. Art.
I guess, sure. Why not? Who is it? What do you have for information? I'll talk to my friends and we'll see what we can do about it.
Good. Well, I'm not sure what his name actually is. I just know that after my absence, they'll have brought in a replacement. Likely, whoever that replacement is will have the information that I need. So, If you are amenable to it and can gather your friends to go off and I guess do what you do so well, then I will get you the details. I probably can't help you out with as much detail as I did last time, but it's my understanding that, he would likely have my office, so, maybe my key would still work. I'll provide that to you.
Well, and if you can describe to us, you know, how to get around and the information about security patrols, or if you know where the cameras are, or things like that, all that might be useful to us. So, yes, I think sure. That could be very helpful.
Yes.
Let me call them and get them down here, then. And I'm going to call the rest of the ghouls.
See if I can sketch out the necessary things. Security. So drones and spirits and that sort of thing, yes.
So maybe a few hours later, or maybe the next day or something, we're all back there meeting to talk to him
Reginald.
About it more.
You'll need to know about Reginald, yes. All right.
Yep, so I come back to the rest of the group, and I've got some eyes now that are much more... that are much different. Those of you who can see physically can see that I have normal-looking eyes. They've got different patterns that I could pick for the use, but I've got just a simple blue eyes look. So I think, Ava, you're the only one who can see that, or maybe Domino as well.
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut. Ava's your other character. the others of you just would see the essence loss and kind of the darker spaces around my eyes. Oh, I can see much better now. This is nice. Are you all up for pulling off another job for that crazy doctor?
Does it get us food and or cash and or means to get more food and
we need both.
Enhance our survival?
We need to get paid, and we need to have a standard income of body parts to feed on. So we don't have to go day by day wondering if we're going to get any food.
I think we'll count that as a bonus, but I was able to get him to get this stuff installed into me for easily enough. So I don't really feel like I owe him one necessarily, but it wouldn't hurt to help him out. And whatever he finds out might help us, but he's bound to have some food for us afterwards and might be able to be a source for other stuff. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay.
He's got some information about... the layout of the place and all that stuff. So it should be a cinch. You just we'll probably have to do some searching on the matrix and find out exactly who it is we need to grab, and we can sneak in the place, get the person, and get out.
You know, sounds easy enough. Let's do it.
You know, it seems like the old saying: the more things change, the more they stay the same. But I've graduated from leg breaking to kidnapping. Cool.
And leg eating.
Well, every job has its perks.
You know, it's kind of horrifying, I must admit, and I try not to think too deeply about everything involved, but, you know, I'm generally, though, kind of getting into it. Especially now that I can see, I feel so much better.
Survival is survival, pure and simple.
It's not just about survival anymore. We can do our best to live our lives, you know, not the same lives we had before, of course, but something more like life. This is,
That's all great and everything, but this really hasn't changed my life all that much. The only thing it's really changed is my diet.
Yes. Well, what's next?
Sounds like we have a job to plan.
Head on down and talk to this doc and get the information.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Head down there, Doc Winters is happy to inform you of the details. He had a basement lab in Building C of the bio research building on campus. You're familiar with the building in general. I don't think you had any classes in it specifically. It was set aside more for upper-level students within that field. So, you might have had some biology classes and that sort of thing, but they wouldn't have been in that building.
I've never been in there, I'm sure. I've seen the building from the outside, probably at a distance. And not thought anything of it.
Yep, most of the building is open and available for students. However, the basement laboratory is slightly more locked down, limited to grad students or professors and other staff that need to have access to it. Let's see, the campus itself you're familiar with has basic security drones that that monitor for problems and has its own security police force. The office itself has cameras in the hallways and at the exterior doors of the building. The windows have a security system. They're alarmed, though the basement lab itself, of course, doesn't have any windows. And apparently there is a security officer named Reginald, who is the one generally assigned to that building. Dr. Winters apparently knew him well when he worked there, and he would occasionally chat with him during the, downtimes during his experiments. Presumably, this new professor will have moved into his old office and taken that spot.
So are you saying we're not supposed to harm Reginald?
Well, I guess you could if you need to. The important thing is that you get my replacement.
It sounds easy enough. We can just drive onto campus, pull up near there, sneak into the place, grab the guy, and get out. Maybe we don't kill this Reginald guy since he seems all right. We can just knock him out, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
I guess we need to have some confirmation that he or she is going to be in the building. We need to find out who it is. I think that's up to you there, Jesus.
Do we have any description of what this guy is, or is this a girl? Or
we just know their position, which is, and I turn to Doc Winters. What exactly is their title and position?
Well, I was the head of research for the university's neuro encoding program. I'd assume that my replacement has a similar title.
So I'll have to do a Google search for that.
Yeah, and doing a search, you do find a man, I'm blanking on the
head of research.
A PR release from the university about the new hire of Dr. Hart, Dr. Mary Hart.
All right, Dr. Mary Hart, we have a name. It's the person we're going to capture and later eat. Lovely.
Yeah, but we need to watch out for her associate, Professor John Tesh.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. What?
Mary Hart. She was the host of a show called Entertainment Tonight. I think it's still going years ago. And her co-host was John Tesh. So I was just wondering if that was deliberate or not, but either way, I had to make the joke.
No, I was relying on a random name generator.
Not so random.
So do a search for Dr. Mary Hart and try and get her place of residence, her place of work, see what kind of scheduling information we can get, that kind of stuff.
Sure. Why don't you give me a computer roll for that, unless you have something appropriate.
3 hits for hacking.
You don't have any edge left?
Do you need one?
Nope. I used it yesterday, or this morning. Or
I have an edge you can have. Take an edge.
Wow. Awesome.
Because I'm a team player.
5 hits.
Yeah, an edge refreshes at the beginning of each session, not per day or whatever.
Yeah, you're able to track down some information. It looks like she recently purchased a home in the Flamingo Heights gated community.
Right, while he's doing that, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can log in to the university using my student ID and try to look up and see what
you've
I can
got
find.
A number of messages about missed classes, missed classwork, professors checking in to see how you're doing, and some of your classmates also checking in.
I ignore them for now. I ignore them for now, and I'm going to go ahead and pull up the registration stuff and see what I can find out about office hours and scheduled classes and things like that for our target, Mary Hart.
Let's see. It looks like as a research scientist for the university, she's doesn't have any particular office hours. It's likely that she's basically mentoring a number of grad students and would have, you know, hours listed with them, but probably doesn't have those publicly listed since she's not, you know, teaching like a 100 or 200 level class where there'd have be hundreds of students who'd need to come and talk to her about things.
Okay, then I'm going to just pull up on my email and do a mass email to every single email address in my contact list. It just says, I have gone ... couple spaces down, but I will return ... couple more spaces down. I can see again ... Enter it down a couple more spots, and then it says, and I will return ... I click send. And then I'll log out and reboot my comlink in anonymous mode again, or running silent or whatever.
So what do you guys think the me feed term for vague booking is?
Oh boy, that's a good question. Well, whatever it is, he's going to receive a bunch of accusations about it.
It's just out on the university email system, so like all my professors and students and whoever I had on my list and anyone in any clubs that I was in or a number of different fraternities that had attempted to recruit me and had somehow got roped into my email list. Alright, so with that, I guess as a research person, I don't know what her schedule would be. I don't really know how we'd find that out. Maybe we should just stake the place out? It might look suspicious, though.
Depends on how we do the snooping.
Oh, and Jesus, you do have a picture of her from your matrix searching.
Excellent. I will share that with everybody else on their comm links.
It's probably not as useful for anybody who doesn't have cyber eyes.
That's their problem, man, not mine. I'm doing my job.
I'm feeling less sure about this as we, I don't know, find out more about this person. I mean, we saw what happened to the last one we grabbed. And before, you know, those were, you know, cops. They sort of jumped into the situation. We had to do something or else, you know, they were going to chase us and more would come after us, right? This, though, I don't know, the more I think about it, it's...
Let's just scope this.
What'd you say?
There. I said, let's just scope the place out, see what it's like, and then figure things out from there. Don't get bogged down in too many details. Let's just concentrate on the task at hand.
Thank you so much for listening and for your support of the Arcology Podcast.
The Topps Company, Inc. has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Inc. has granted permission to the Arcology Podcast to use such names, logos, artwork, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with the Arcology Podcast in any official capacity whatsoever. All other works mentioned in this podcast are the property of the respective owners. Original content of the Arcology Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 unported license. So if you use any part of the show, please give us credit.